From the Every Girl's Room, Quick Cues with Amanda Francis, thought leader, best-selling author, and Rob icon. What did you learn about success and money growing up? Nothing. I had no examples of anyone living a life I wanted to live. How did you know what life you wanted to live then? Television. Beverly Hills 90210. If that's not manifestation and then you wind up on Beverly Hills Housewives. I mean, I've had so many moments in my adult life of, oh my god, I saw this on TV. Me driving my convertible up and down the PCH. Me having a three-story house in Malibu where I could see dolphins from the window. What's a limiting belief that you wish every woman would get rid of about money? That it's not for them. That's the biggest one. Especially if you grew up in a home without money or like. I grew up in middle America in a tiny town. So just the idea that money wasn't for me. It's for everyone. Money is not judging you. It's just responding to you and your vibe and your thoughts and your action. It is for you. It's for you. Why is there this double standard? Women feel guilty and wrong. We're supposed to be little good little girls who are just thankful for what we have. We have that ingrained in us from society and church and family and all the things, and men weren't raised that way. What is the daily ritual that you swear by to show up as your best self every day? Honesty. I love to get out my journal and say, what is going on below the surface right now? What are the thoughts I'm avoiding? What are the emotions? What are the fears? It's like a daily cleansing. You're writing out everything you're afraid of, everything you're worried about, letting all that out, and then reframing it before you go on with your day. Fill in the blank. If everyone had this one habit, it would change their life. Believing in themselves. Believing they're worthy of the thing. Trusting their desires. Best money advice that you ever received. I had been working on money with my clients in the ways we already talked about. I wanted to create money mentality makeover, which today is like my biggest course. It's like the thing I'm most known for. But I was saying to someone, I don't know if I can do this. Do I know enough about the psychology and the energetics of money? And she said, if you walked into any random Whole Foods right now, would you know more than anyone else there? And I said, yeah. And she said, okay, you're an expert. And I would say that to anyone. If you know more than the average person, there's a good chance you have something to say. Your story probably belongs in a book, or in a course, or in a YouTube series, or whatever you want to create. But the thing is, we can't always see what makes us special. Because we're used to being in our own brain. Where can everybody find you? I am XO Amanda Francis on all the social medias. My book is called Rich as Fuck. It's on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and Target and Walmart and all those places. And you can see me on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Do we know if you're gonna be on the next season? I do not. I have not decided. I'm undecided. Listen to the full interview. If you've been watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you already know Amanda Francis as one of the most talked about new additions this season. But long before Bravo, Amanda built a multi-million dollar business as a manifestation and money mindset expert, teaching women how to create wealth, elevate their self-worth, and completely shift what they believe is possible for their lives. In this episode, Amanda spills the tea on what we don't know about filming reality TV, from how production shapes storylines to why misunderstandings are almost inevitable, and what shocked her about filming. You'll learn what it actually means to manifest wealth and what people get wrong, the mindset shifts that allowed her to build a multi-million dollar business, how to stay grounded and emotionally regulated when you're misunderstood, why self-worth is the foundation of everything, career, money, our relationships, and how to stop playing small and start creating the life you actually want. For detailed show notes, visit theverigopodcast.com. More from the Evergirl podcast you may also enjoy. But more importantly, Amanda shares the mindset work that built her career and how those same principles apply whether you're trying to grow your income, step into your next level, or just feel more confident and in control of your life.